Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to just start with some prayer. We'll just bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your presence we've felt in our service thus far. Lord, I pray you take the words this morning and you speak to the hearts of the people and you use it to stir them and advance them in the kingdom, Lord. Let these words just resonate and challenge us today, Lord. And we give you praise, Jesus, for all your goodness. Amen. Well, today I'm going to speak on the testing of your faith. Now, when you went to school, how many people enjoyed tests? I guess I wasn't the only one that didn't enjoy tests. The fun ones are the pop quizzes, aren't they? When you show up and your teacher says, oh, I didn't tell you this, but we're going to have a test this morning. And that always stirs you and gets you excited. Well, in your handout this morning, everybody's going to have a pop quiz. We're all going to have a test this morning. It's more of a self-evaluation at the end, the questions, but as we go home, you can answer those. It goes along with the message. I'm also going to speak a few key words throughout the message, and if a word speaks to you and it stirs you in your heart, put it down and take this home and use this. But, you know, tests are not a bad thing in our life. And I'm going to start by reading a scripture. And I'm going to try to work down through Genesis 22. The first scripture says, now it came to pass after these days that God tested Abraham. Now we look at tests as a bad thing, but tests are not a bad thing. If you remember in school, your first tests probably in grade one, you know, you probably learned to add 1 + 1 = 2. And that wasn't too bad. And, you know, it was easy. And then as you went on in school, 2 + like when you got to, say, grade 3, you're probably doing things like, you know, 563 plus, you know, 23. Got a little bit more complicated. But you passed that test, and you graduated to the next grade. And, you know, our life, our walk with the Lord, even though we're saved by grace and not by works, we tend to go through tests. And some of our tests, they start out small in life, and they get a little bit bigger. And then they get a little bit bigger. And then they get a little bit bigger. Just like when you get to university, it's a tough one sometimes to pass certain classes. And, you know, in our lives, we have tests. Now, we can look at our tests in a positive way, or we could look at our tests in a negative way. Some people, they get all down when they're going to have a test and say, oh, I can't do this, and you know, you get yourself in a frenzy. And sometimes in life, when we go through tests, that's what we do. We get ourselves in a frenzy. But tests are a good thing. Tests help us advance in life. Tests will make something of us. It teaches us some things. And so I'd like to say that, first of all, in the test, remember this, because some people might think that this is becoming negative. But Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So it doesn't matter how big our tests are, there's somebody always there with you. Right? Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So Abraham, God decided to test Abraham's faith. And so he began to put him through the test. And as we go on, it says, and he said to Abraham, and he said, here am I. Now, I'm just going to stick in this first little spot first. So God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham said, here am I. Now, my first thing I'd like to say is a lot of times when we're in a test, or before we get ready to have our test, the Lord begins to speak to us. And, you know, the Lord spoke to Abraham. And, you know, when we are in trials or we're in tests, do we really listen to what God is saying to us? Do we really listen to what he's saying? But Abraham had such a heart toward the Lord. He had such a closeness to God that he was constantly listening. He heard what God said to him. Now, sometimes when we hear what the Lord says to us, we might not like it because it may not be what we want to hear. But he speaks to us. In Deuteronomy, it says, if thou can hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, your God, and observe all that his commandments, which he has commanded thee in this day, the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. And then Abraham, and then he said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moreb and offer him as a burnt offering on the mountain, which I shall tell you. So in verse 2, God's asking him to offer his son as a sacrifice. Hint, key word, sacrifice, for your handout. Sacrifice. God asked Abraham to make a sacrifice. And it says his only son. Now, if you back up a little bit in this, Abraham waited his whole life for his son. The thing that meant the most to him, he waited for. And then God asked him to sacrifice that. The thing that meant the most. How many times in our life does God ask us to sacrifice things? Think about that for a minute in your life. What does God ask you to sacrifice? It's always something that's important to us. It's very important to us. He asks us to sacrifice things in life. You know, it may be, you know, it may be to give up some possession that you have that means more to you than him. You might be holding on a past relationship or a past hurt or a past problem you had with somebody in their life. There's all kinds of things that we hold on to, a failed relationship. There's things we hold on to. What does God ask you to sacrifice in your life? What is he asking you? You know, there's certain things, and we all know what is the most important thing to us. And a lot of times we say, oh, no, I don't want to give that up, right? But what Isaac do you have in your life that you need to give to God? That's the test. That's the test. What do we have? I know when I was in the midst of coming here and I was thinking, you know, I got to give up my new home, my business, my family, my relatives, my comfort zone. You know, I thought, you know, this is too great. And I don't mind telling you that I struggled with it. I struggled with it. You know, there was days that I was ready to come. There's days I wasn't. But we all have struggles in our life. We all have things that God is asking us to sacrifice. My wife, she sacrificed for me. She came here because of me. You know, I think of that. I think, my wife, I love her. She's a great woman. To give up her new home, she only got 1 year in. We built our dream home. Right? Something you work your whole life for. Abraham waited his whole life for his son Isaac, and he had to give it up. You know, I think of my wife's, what she gave up for me to come here. What is God asking you to give up? You know, is there something that controls your life? Is there something that has a hold on you? Is there something that's more important to God in your life that you need to sacrifice? That's where you need to begin to look. What is more important in your life that takes away from God? I'm just sharing my heart. Sometimes some messages are shouting messages, and other messages, they just you know, make you reflect on yourself. But we need to quit focusing on us, you see, and focus on him. That's part of the sacrifice. When we don't want to sacrifice, there's a spiritual issue in our life. I really believe that. When we do not want to sacrifice, there's a spiritual problem in our life. When we're willing to say, you can have her all, and I'm going to follow you, God knows where our heart is. But a lot of times we want to hang on to something. We want to try to control something. And God wants us to release that. He wants us to give it to him. He wants us to lay that Isaac on the altar as a sacrifice. Where is your heart this morning? Can you think about things in your life that you need to sacrifice? And that's one of your questions. I don't have the questionnaire, but there's somewhere on my questions that I ask you, what do you need to sacrifice in your life? Think about that when you go home. Ponder that. Assess your life. What's God saying to me? What do I need to sacrifice? I'm going to go on and read. It says, so Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled up his donkey, took his son, his two young men with him, and Isaac and his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and he arose and went to a place which God had told him. Then, on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw a place afar off. Abraham said to the young men, stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I will go and worship, and we will come back to you. Now, there's some little things that I get out of this scripture. First of all, it says, stay here. Okay? He said to everybody else, there's times in our life, there's tests, there's trials that we have to do ourselves. Nobody else can fight the battle for us. Nobody else can get us through it. There's just sometimes that we got to go through some things alone. And it teaches us something. You know, we can't always hang on to our mama's coattail. You know, we can't always hang on to our wife or our husband to get us through it. Or we can't always hang on to the pastor. You know, we have to, sometimes there's things that we have to face on our own. We just have to face them on our own. And so Abraham, he says, you guys stay here. The lad and I are going to go to worship. Now, when you're in a place and you're going to have to offer up your son, and you say, I'm going to go worship. The lad and I are going to go up here and worship. To me, that's tremendous commitment. That's a tremendous commitment to the Lord. How many of us, if we knew we were going to have to take our son's life, if God didn't intervene, would go up and worship the person that asked us to take their life? I don't think too many of us would. We wouldn't want to go to that state. But Abraham, see, he's a different guy. He's full of faith. He trusts God. He's in a different league of his own. And he says, the lad and I are going to go worship. You know, when trials, when you're in the midst of a test, you know, if there's a breakup in your home, you know, if there's a problem on your job, you know, if there's a health issue, go up to that place of worship. Find that place of worship. Find the place that in the, you know, like in Psalms it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I sought the Lord and he heard me. What's the end of that say? It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's our rock. He's our deliverer. Take and make yourself go to a place of worship in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your test, in the midst of your trial. Put your focus on Jesus. Go up in there and just say, I will bless the Lord at all times. It doesn't matter what happens around me. It doesn't matter how bad things get. Though you may slay me, yet will I trust you. When you begin to take that attitude and you begin to bless the Lord no matter what happens in your life, I'm going to tell you, you're going to meet God in those situations. God's going to come on the scene. He's going to do a miracle. It's going to bring a connection between you and him when you begin to say that I trust you. See, there's the other thing. Abraham had a trust in God. You know, and he had a trust. It's like little kids. You know, we go through a lot of little trials. But the more the trials we go through, the more the tests we go through, what happens? The more we learn, the more we know. And you know, Abraham went through a lot of things over his life. Us, trials will build our faith. You know, it may just start off as a toe ache you can pray for and God can meet. And then it might grow to a cancer that you got to fight. But you see, when you trust in God, when you've been through things in life, God comes through for you. You have a different outlook on things. Abraham went and worshiped because he trusted God. He knew that his God was for him. The Bible says that if God be for me, who can be against me? Abraham knew who his God is. You know, do we know who our God is this morning? When we begin to know who our God is, and we get in that place of worship, there's a provision comes for us. There's a deliverance. There's a healing. There's a financial breakthrough. Chains are broken in our life when we take that approach. Tests are a great thing. Tests challenges. Tests make us stand on our own two feet. They cause us to grow. He went to a place and worshiped. Find that place of worship in your life. When you're going through it and you don't know which avenue to turn, just find a place to worship the Lord. Begin to bless his name. You know, when you always speak the name of Jesus and you always pray, I find it just everything else melts away. You know? I was listening to a song this morning. The younger generation wouldn't know it. But not that I'm very old at all. I'm quite young, really. I just grew up with parents that had a different influence in music. And Andre Crouch sung a song, Through It All. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You know, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. That song right there, if you ever get a chance to read the lyrics to it, it's fantastic. It talks about the valleys and the mountains I've gone through and the storms and the good places and the bad places. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You see, through our tests, we learn to trust in Jesus. We learn to put our hope in him. He's the hope of our salvation. We learn to put our hope in him. Trust is another key word, if you haven't figured that out in your test. I would say that through this, God's looking for us to be obedient is the key, right? What he asks of us is what we should do. Through this whole portion of scripture, you know, with Abraham and Isaac, you know, God was growing him spiritually, or with his faith and spiritually, but two, he wanted to see where his heart was. That's all God wants from us. He wants to see where our heart is, whether we're going to be obedient or not. How many times have you turned your back on the Lord when he's asked you to do something? Right? We all have. It's being obedient to what God tells us when he tells us. You know, be instant in season and out of season. But be obedient. That's the biggest thing we can learn through this whole thing, is when God asks you to do something, do it. If God asks you to help somebody, help them. If God asks you to pray for somebody, pray for somebody. If God asks you to feed somebody, feed somebody. If God asks you to pray for somebody, pray for somebody. Whatever God's asking you. If God says, get rid of this junk in your life, get rid of the junk in your life. Right? If God's stirring your heart here this morning and you've never given your heart to the Lord, give your heart to the Lord. Be obedient. Say, I'm going to commit my life to Jesus. Be obedient. As I close, I'm skipping through stuff real quick. But it says, And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called on him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said to him, here am I. Here he's listening again. He says, here am I. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him there was a ram caught in the thickets by the thorns. So Abraham went and took the ram, offered him as a burnt offering instead of his son, and Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. And as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. I'm going to tell you that God will always provide for us. He loves us. He cares for us. He's concerned about us. He never leaves us out to dry. If we may be going through a trial, we may be going through a test in our life, but he's always going to make a provision for us. The thing is just not to give up along the way. The thing is to follow all these little things, to listen to his voice consistently, to be willing to sacrifice no matter what happens in your life, to be willing to trust and go to a place of worship for him. God will provide whatever you're lacking in your life, whatever you need, whatever obstacle that's challenging you, God will provide. He will provide. That's the hope of the whole thing. The hope of the test is that at the end, you get a straight A when you do a test. Well, God gives us straight A's when we follow through. When he knows we're obedient, he will provide for us. Amen? We serve a God that provides today. I know that in my life as a close, that I've seen him work through every test in my life. And some of them, I thought when I went into them, how am I going to make it through this? But you know, I was always willing to be obedient to Christ. And he got me through every little storm, every little test. And you know, to this day, I trust in God. You know, it doesn't matter how things go, I will always trust in the Lord. I trust in him. He'll get us through. Let's just bow our heads. Can you stand for a minute as we close? Is there anybody here that says that today I'm going through a test? Sometimes we go through tests right consistently. We get through one and we move right on to the next one. I want to pray for you this morning. Before I do, is there anybody that hasn't accepted Christ in their life that's here this morning? If you haven't and you want to, just raise your hand. I'd like to pray for you. That's fine. Let's just bow our heads. Father, Lord, we know that we go through tests in our life and trials and challenges. Lord, our life can sometimes seem like it's an obstacle. But Lord, today, I just pray for these people that you will allow them to be obedient to your word and to whatever's asked of them, that they will sacrifice it to you, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord, today. Fill them up with an overflow of your presence. Lord, fill up every area in their life that they're having this challenge, Lord. Lord, be their cheat sheet today, like we have in school. Lord, give them the answers. Be the provider that your word says you are. And Lord, I just pray that you will just move them to the next level, Lord. And we just speak a blessing on them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you're dismissed today. If you'd like to have prayer, you can come to the front. We'll lay hands on you and agree with you in faith that God will meet your need.